Well, my grandfather originally came from Derbyshire with the railways. Originally he came building the railways, and he finished up settling in the valley and became the boss, if you like to call him that, on the of the quarries in Whitworth.
Right, so he'd be involved in maybe setting up the railway
With the railways, yeah.
On
yeah.
the moor tops as well.
Right on within the quarry itself, yes.
Right.
Well, he came with the railways that came up into the to Rochdale and up into Bakehope, the Whitworth Railway, and they say that he used to in the days he'd turn up at home, he'd a gang of men with him,
right.
Sovereigns on the table. These are yours. These are mine. Right. Stop a week and gone again.
Right.
And that was when he was travelling, but obviously he settled up in Shawforth.
Yeah.
He lived in Shawforth. And then as my father, he worked for him up there as the plate layer up in the
right.
up
so
in the quarries.
Your father eventually took on that trade as well.
He took on, yeah. He was like the foreman plate layer.
So that was just all the infrastructure for shifting the stone around. We have a photograph here. Could you describe who's on the photograph?
Well, the only chap I know for definite that is on.
Yeah.
There's a very big chap on, and he was called Daniel Lambert, known as Desperate Dan. For if you see the photograph,
yeah.
I think you'll appreciate why they called him Desperate Dan. And my father used to tell me that he took 16s in clogs. And also, he could pick a railway sleeper under each arm. So that gives you some idea of
the strength
and the size of the man. Yeah.